Hi, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, founder of the Anne Boleyn Files and the Tudor Society. I'm taking you to the reign of King Henry VIII today. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 29th of November 1530, at around 8 o'clock in the morning, Cardinal Thomas Wolsey, Henry VIII's former Lord Chancellor and key advisor, died at the Abbey of St. Mary de Pratis in Leicester. He was in his late 50s. Wolsey had been arrested at his home, Caywood Castle, on the 4th of November 1530 and taken into custody by Henry Percy, Earl of Northumberland, and William Walsh. He bade farewell to his household on the 6th of November as he, Northumberland, and Walsh set off for London, where the Cardinal was due to answer charges of treason. This company travelled from Caywood on to Pontefract and Doncaster, and then to Sheffield Park, home of the Earl of Shrewsbury, arriving there on the 8th. By this time, the Cardinal had been taken ill with dysentery, and so the group stayed at Sheffield until the 24th of November. In the meantime, Sir William Kingston, Constable of the Tower of London, had been dispatched from London to meet them to escort Wolsey to the Tower, and he arrived at Sheffield on the 22nd. When the Cardinal had recovered enough from his illness, the group travelled on to Hardwick Hall and then on to Nottingham. By the 26th of November, Wolsey's health had taken a turn for the worse, and when they arrived at Leicester Abbey, Wolsey allegedly told the abbot, "Father Abbot, I am come hither to leave my bones among you," and he spoke the truth. On the morning of the 29th of November 1530, after making his last confession, Wolsey said his famous words, "I see the matter against me, how it is framed, but if I had served God as diligently as I have done the king, he would not have given me over in my grey hairs." In his last hours, Wolsey was worried about the heresies that he felt were taking root in England. So before he died, he asked Sir William Kingston to advise the king to act against them. He then lapsed into unconsciousness, and the abbot performed the last rites. He died at around 8 a.m. His body was laid out in his pontifical robes for people to see before he was buried at the abbey, where he still rests today. Historian J.J. Scarisbrick writes of how Wolsey cheated his master of the final reckoning by dying naturally before he could be tried for treason and presumably found guilty and executed for his crime. And Sidney Dark, in his 1935 book on Wolsey, writes, "The London crowd was robbed of the sight of his death upon the open block, but there were no doubt great rejoicings on the night that the news of his death reached the capital. Only among the Yorkshire villages had Wolsey set a new light burning in the evening of his life, a light that was remembered long after he'd gone from among them in the form of happier and more prosperous homes, and it may not count for nothing in the final scale of things that a few tears were shed for him when the news of his death came to London by a poor fool in the king's service who mourned the death of a kind master." It seems to be a sad end for someone who had served the king so faithfully for many, many years. But at least Cardinal Wolsey did die peacefully in bed, lapsing into unconsciousness and dying, rather than a brutal end on the scaffold, which would have been a humiliating end as well. His burial in Leicester meant that he was denied the black marble sarcophagus that he'd had commissioned as his resting place. King Henry VIII seized it and planned to use the sarcophagus himself, but this never happened, and it now houses the remains of Admiral Horatio Lord Nelson, who was laid to rest in it in St. Paul's Cathedral after his death in 1805. By the way, it really is a myth that Wolsey committed suicide. In Showtime's The Tudors series, you see Sam Neill as Cardinal Wolsey, I think, slitting his throat. No, that is a complete myth. Wolsey died a more boring death, I suppose, of after suffering dysentery. And there is nothing to suggest either that his dysentery was caused by any type of poison. It was a natural death. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.